My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, welcome back to the Carson Anderson program here on 97.1 The Ticket. Of course, you can listen to the Carson Anderson program, any of the shows here on 97.1 The Ticket, with the Audacy app. Just download the Audacy app free of charge. It's AUDACY. We got a 24-hour feature. You can go back in the last 24 hours, hear anything on the station that you want. Great way to do it. You want to watch the show live streamed on video, you can go to twitch.tv.
Wait, this is on video? It's not video.
Oh, yeah.
No, this not today.
Sure.
No. This head on video?
Yeah.
You guys got to tell people about, I could have wore a hat. You got to tell me these things.
Every day, every show.
Oh. The big lights aren't on. I feel like.
Sometimes we don't turn the lights on.
Oh. Damn it.
You should be thankful the lights aren't on.
I know. Because, I mean, I know why the lights aren't on. I would blind people. People would go blind watching the
stream. It gets a good shine on it at sometimes.
Yeah, because
I mean, it's not a Ken Cal shine, but it's a good shine.
Yeah, well,
it's a sporadic shine up front.
I was actually looking up, and I'm like, the lights are off. Obviously, Doug's not here, so we're not on video. Beautiful.
Yeah, well, Doug's got the shine, too.
Yeah. He wears a hat, though. I got to really find a hat.
Doesn't always wear the hat.
What? It seems like
I was just going to say, like, this is the first time you two have worked together in over 5 years that I think we established to start the show, because you guys haven't been together on the air.
I don't think video existed 5 years
ago. Maybe, maybe not. And but this is Gatorade heading in hour four now. You've got the new look, Rieger, because the last time you were on the air with him, he had hair, more hair than this.
I was hanging on.
Yeah, and now you're no longer hanging on, but you're not totally bicking it. There's a little, like, I don't know, you take
I'm doing the Karsh.
Do you, is it like a one or something?
It's the purple guard on my trimmers. I don't know. I don't know what that is.
I'm assuming it's very low, like a one.
I'm very color-coded oriented, okay? So I go with the purple. But I like this look I got going.
Well, I was going to ask Gator, what do you think? First time here, 3 hours in, Rieger's new look.
It's okay. Hanging on. Look, there's a transition here. I went through this with Doug when Doug was going through that same transition. And, you know, there comes a time when you just say, I'm done with it. And you either shave it all or you keep it as tight as possible.
Yes, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, people can see this on YouTube and Twitch right now.
That's right.
If they haven't already.
He says, I'm hanging on. That's not really a compliment, I feel. You know?
Well, I wasn't giving a compliment. I was giving an assessment.
Oh.
I
mean,
he's like an insurance agent.
God forbid the guy gives the guy a compliment.
You want a compliment?
Want a compliment? He's struggling. He's struggling to come up with a compliment.
I think the facial hair looks good with it. It's a good combo.
See? I'm very good. I'm very quick. You want a compliment? I can tell you. I like your glasses, Gator. You know, Kang, I like that black hat you're wearing that has absolutely no logo. You remind me of like Joe Goldberg from You. You look good.
I don't endorse anybody. It's just a plain hat.
You're not bought and paid.
It's odd. Normally, exactly. You got the tiger hat on.
Yeah, I know. I switched up today.
Yeah, it's how it happens. I ran when I was with my friends last Friday night. I was talking to a buddy of mine, and where was another friend of ours we were referring to. I said, you know, Billy's always got hats, right? How many hats do you think he has? My friend's like, maybe 40. I'm like, no, it's got to be more than that. I said, I'm going to go like 60. He's like, 60? Yeah, I'm going to go 60. So bring my friend over. Go, Bill, how many hats you got? He's like, oh, I don't know. I probably 150.
Jeez.
Like, what? It's a guy. I got 40 on my dresser right now.
That's too much.
And there's a whole lot. I'm like, that's a lot of hats.
Is this a single guy?
No.
Wow.
No, and then that was the other thing. We said, well, how many hats has your son, because his son is, like, I think 21 or 22. How many hats has he stolen from you? And he's like, oh, he's taken a couple, but no, these are all mine.
Wow.
And he's I just went through a purge, too. I got rid of a bunch of them and still has like 150 hats.
Well, Doug's got a lot of hats, too.
Doug's got a lot of hats.
Yeah, see, there's certain guys that can pull off the hat look. I can't. I got such a weird-shaped head. I got the Frankenstein bolts in the back.
You pull the hat?
Here's the problem, Gator. I like to wear sunglasses or glasses, and the hat comes... I got a small head like this, so the hat comes down too far, interacts with the glasses. I'm a mess, dude.
You need to find the right hat.
I chose radio. That's why I'm a little taken aback. There's a video.
I mean, there's a difference between a cap and a hat.
Any chance you guys can, like, I'm in here on Friday. You got Stoney tomorrow. Any chance you guys could get those bars that they use for the witness relocation people? Just put them over my head.
You want to blur out your face?
Could we?
You got to talk to the video guys.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I think it would be best for the people listening, or watching, rather.
Watching, yeah. Listening, they're fine. Well maybe not fine.
Could we do something with my voice?
Yeah, maybe not fine.
So anyway. Something that's both of you guys struggle with, because you're both married, and I am not. So this is sitting back. I can either point and laugh or try to be sympathetic to your cause.
Is that a good feeling, by the way, the fact that you literally can go home after the show and go golfing if you wanted to? I go home after the show and be told what to do.
I can and I can't. I'm not as free as you think I am. And then I also have the dog.
Okay, fair enough.
So the dog is an issue, as you know, being a dog owner, that, you know, I've left the dog alone since this morning when I left the house at 8:30. You know, I get home, she's dying to go outside. So, and then to go ahead and leave the dog for another... Right. 6 hours.
Yeah, it's not nice.
To go play golf. That's not, because I'll pay for it. This is how it works. Look, you guys deal with it with your spouses, and maybe you know this with a dog. I don't know if your dog would make you pay for things that, like, if you took off again. But if I come back, like if I were to do that, and I come back home, if I let the dog outside, she doesn't want to come back inside. She'll make me stay up late now, and she's like, you're going to have to pay the punishment for it. And then it's a struggle, and now next thing I know, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, and now I have to get aggressive with the dog to get her to come inside. And then she'll eventually come into the room, go to sleep, and then she'll get up at like 5 o'clock in the morning and say, I want to go out now.
Dogs are great, but you had it
They're
all,
spiteful.
Gator, you had it all. You were single. You had no dependents. You could go golfing and just go on the boat. You had it all, man. What'd you do?
Yeah, I love my life. Nothing wrong with my life. Look, we're going to focus on you guys here.
Okay? Oh, yeah. Because, sorry. Yeah, go back to that.
Because, King, you've got a little situation at home. Well, it's not a situation. It's just you're doing something that in my mind, it and I think in yours as well, and Jeff's, it should be pretty easy. All right? You've got you're going to have to go through getting a new roof, and you have to pick out the color.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty easy. I feel like I've hit like another level of adulting, though. Like, there's stages to this, right? When maybe you buy a house, you have to, or before that, even paying bills in general, or doing your own laundry,
doing your
whatever.
Own laundry,
yeah,
making your own clothes.
Yeah, that's like all right.
You're living on your own.
Yeah, buying groceries, things like that. Then the next level is maybe you buy a house or a condo, and you got a mortgage. You know, you've taken out a loan. All that stuff. That's another level. And maybe you have kids. That's a whole nother level.
That's a different level altogether.
Yeah, exactly. Now we've hit the stage where we live at our house long enough that we need a new roof. There was hail damage from the past storms this year and all that stuff. So, okay, wow, I'm getting a new roof. I thought it was pretty simple. You know, you have a guy come over, they assess the damage, tell you you need a new roof, here's a time frame, all that stuff. I totally forgot about the obvious, which is you got to pick out the shingles. And, right. And not just the shingles, you got to pick out the colors. And I'm like, okay, I'm not sure I knew how many colors of roofs there were or shingles. There's a lot more than two, all right? Like, I thought, okay, well, we'll do black or gray. No, there's other colors I've never heard of. It's like paint.
Sandstone.
Yeah, like, you know,
In a way, it's like, it's not as many, but no. There's a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot to look through. And
driftwood, whatever you want to call it. It's all these... Yeah.
And I'd mentioned this during the crosstalk. After the crosstalk, I talked to Heather about this, and because she was curious of what we were going to say. And I mentioned what it was. And she said, the first question she asked, I thought was a great question. She said, well, what color was the roof before? Like, don't you just go with the same roof?
Good point.
match it up and let's do the same thing. If you liked it, I mean, unless you want to change.
Yeah, but the problem is King, in living in his house, how long have you lived there?
10, 12 years now.
Yeah, King has lived in his house 10 to 12 years. Probably never has realized what the color of the roof was. Like,
didn't know.
If
didn't
King's
know.
Buddy would yep. ask him,
100%. Like,
hey, King, what color is your roof?
I'd say, yep. Like,
exactly. I don't know what the hell the color of my roof is.
Until you have to look at it and yes. be like, now you're like, now you know.
So I've had to do this twice. The first house I owned was a smaller house, and I had to get a new roof on it. And that's when I realized my roof is red.
Right? You had no idea. You're like, what? Idea.
I'm like,
this, I have a red roof.
This looks terrible. What? This is what the shingles are?
And then
the roofing guy, back then, the roofing guy shows up, and he literally had like three samples, right? There were like three. This is like 19.
Was it wood, hay, and metal?
It's like maybe the year 2000, 2001, somewhere in there. There were like three different kinds, three different colors. I'm like, oh, the black looks great. Let's go with that. It's an excellent choice, sir. I'm like, great. Then I get.
It's in our top three favorites.
Right. Chef's kiss.
Yeah.
Then I buy my second house, and a few years into living, well, more than a few years, I guess like 6 years living there, I had to get a new roof. And that one I paid more attention to. But again, it was a quick, and it wasn't like I needed to really consternate over this decision. This was the guy showed me, and this time there may have been 10 samples, maybe. And I'm like, he's like, what are you thinking? I'm like, well, I'm thinking going dark again. It was dark before or something similar to that. And he goes, okay. And then it narrowed it down to like three again. And I'm like, this one, excellent choice, sir.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Chef's kiss.
Of course, always.
Simple, right? But it's just me.
It's just you.
You guys, whole different ball game because the wives throw in a whole different variable.
Wait, are you insinuating that I have a choice in the matter?
Well, it's you guys. Now, here's where I'm sympathetic about this because we're all guys here. And there shouldn't be a whole lot of debate about the freaking color of the shingles on the roof.
Yeah.
It should be pretty simple. Mm-hmm. You go dark or light. And you figure it out from there. It should be easy. This isn't like picking out countertops or tile or cabinets or flooring. Those are tougher decisions to make, and I grant that. But for you guys, I feel bad because if you even take away the decision-making process from yourself and just leave it up to your better halves, shouldn't it be done quickly? Like, I mean, hey, your decision, whatever you want to do, sweetie. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but
you
got to get it right.
Yeah,
but she has to get it right. No, you don't ever say.
Well, listen, I agree with you. I take it away all the time, but it does take forever. And I feel, King, people are texting in. People have spent years deciding the color of their roof. So good luck, bud.
Years. Well, the thing was, I actually have some power in my household, unlike Rieger. He has none whatsoever.
He's like,
Jeff has no hand.
Dude, he just lives there, all right? But me, I'm not trying to pick the color, by the way, of the shingles, but she does ask my opinion, and then she has a hard time making a decision. So this is why this is taking so long. And you ask, okay, why don't you just go with the same color? Well, she's thinking about changing the color of the trim of the house now. Oh, so, you know,
it's more expensive. Right? That's
all right, then. Issue. There you go.
That's the problem.
King, there is this great text that just came in, and it's so true. It says, real talk, King. After your new roof is on, you'll find yourself standing in the front or backyard, staring at it while drinking a beer, telling yourself how nice it looks, simply because you realize how much money you actually spent on it.
Tony, you better
100%.
Like it.
You're gonna. This is the best $15,000 I ever spent. That looks awesome. That looks fantastic. But the question about all this is this. What is it that she cares way more about than you do? Clearly, in this case, it's a roof. It's the shingles. But what is it in your household that all the time in the world is dedicated to making the right decision about this, or that she cares more about cleaning this than you do? And you're like, I just get it done. I don't care. 248-539-9797. Same number to call or text. My boys are having a hard time here. I'm trying to help them out and sympathize a little bit. We're trying to have, you know, a little group therapy here.
I could tell you what it's not, it's in my household. Space. My golf game. She doesn't care about
my golf game. I'm sure she does not.
No.
This is 97.1, the ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,